expecting two sets of equipment. Some were coming from Packing Clearinghouse. They ended in the U.S. NGO that deals with setting up XPs globally. They also be providing us with certain technical expertise now. So they were donating some equipment, which was sent to Grenada, because they were sending other equipment for other countries in the Caribbean and Latin America. So we were able to get that equipment from Grenada over to St. Vincent through the customs, and that's been cleared. And the other equipment, which is the majority equipment, expecting more costly stuff, as well as related servers to use with the XP, those were procured on the CASA project. And those were procured from a local company who won the bid, MAFCOM. And those equipment as well, they had some delays with those. They send the wrong racks for us and different things to the wrong address in the U.S., shippers and so forth. But all that has been sorted out since then. So all the racks are here, all the equipment under that contract has been delivered. They are the current location we plan to put the XP in place, which is the cable landing station at Annisville. All the equipment is there. What is the current delay is hooking up the necessary power cables and so forth, grounding backup power within the building, a specialized building that has different telecom equipment, and the owners of that building has to put that infrastructure in place now to put the racks and so forth, get the communication links to it. My last discussion was with the person involved last week. They're looking to get us done before the end of the year, hopefully within a few weeks. They plan to have somebody on the ground within a week or two to work along with the other persons they have on the ground already here that they subcontract work with to get those infrastructure in place to the racks so we can power them up. So that is the current status on the XP. So if everything goes well, we hopefully will get it operational before year end.